It's a shadow in the corner of your mind. Yeah, that oily controlled you to make you dig these holes and search for the happiness that you just can't find. Now there's a danger, and it's up ahead. There's a danger, it's not in our heads. There's a danger, we might end up dead. There's a danger, there's a danger up ahead. Fracking oil out the ground, you're killing everything around. Turn the grass to black and brown. There's a danger up ahead. Building pipelines across the land to spill all of that black tar sand. Oh, it truly is a vile plan. There's a danger up ahead. There's a danger, danger up ahead. There's a danger, it's not in our heads. There's a danger, danger up ahead. There's a danger up ahead. There's a danger, danger up ahead. There's a danger, we might end up dead. There's a danger, danger up ahead. There's a danger up ahead. Don't use our voices docking grounds. We don't want that in the sound. Keep that oil in the ground. There's a danger up ahead. And drilling Arctic oil would mean disaster for all human beings. Do us right, revoke the lease. There's a danger up ahead. There's a danger, danger up ahead.
Aggie Piper right here on the Children's Hour. And Aggie is a 15-year-old musician, climate activist, and high school student from Seattle, Washington. He taught himself to play the ukulele when he was 12 years old and began writing songs about fossil fuels and climate-related concerns. He's a member of the Plant for the Planet and Earth Guardians, and he sits on the Earth Guardians Youth Council. He uses his music and his voice to advocate for healthy, sustainable futures for his generation and for all the generations to come. And Aggie Piper is currently a plaintiff in two groundbreaking lawsuits. One is suing the state of Washington's Department of Ecology, and the other is suing the United States government. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Aggie.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. It's great to have you with us. Lots of questions right away from kids in our studio.
Why are you suing the government?
We're suing the government because the government hasn't done enough to protect children's futures by stopping carbon emissions and limiting the amount of pollution we put in the air.
Wow. And what do you mean they haven't done enough? Were they supposed to do something?
So, first let me explain the lawsuit, which is we're suing the federal government, and the argument that we're using is that the federal government has an obligation. So the United States government has an obligation, meaning they have a responsibility to protect the natural resources of the United States, so the land, the water, and the air, for future generations. And that also includes our youth generation growing up, so like for the future. It's called the public trust doctrine, is the doctrine that says this. We won our Washington State case with that argument. And we're doing the federal government argument. And through that argument, it's the federal government has allowed coal and oil companies to dig up the coal or to pump out the oil or to frack out the oil, and that destroys the land. They've allowed them to ship it, which uses a lot of gas and energy and pollutes a lot, and then they've allowed them to burn it for more energy, which pollutes a lot more.
What makes you care about so much about this topic?
Like the topic of climate change?
Yeah, like just our Earth and pollution and all that.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily believe it's our Earth, but I do believe that it's within the right of everybody to live, and like it's not okay to destroy people's natural living environment and destroy people's lives because you want to make money. And I grew up in a forest in Port Orchard for like 5 years of my life, for a good one third of my life, or half third of my life. Like two thirds of my life. Sorry. And so I had a really strong connection with the forest, and I had a really strong connection with those natural areas. That was my safe place. That's where I love to be. And so all of this really endangers those safe places. And so that's part of the reason. And then the other part of the reason is just, I feel like there's an injustice there, and the injustice, I have a really strong feeling towards injustice, and I really want to fix that.
I think that's beautiful, Aji. And you are part of this lawsuit. There's 21 other kids, right? You're not the only one. And they range in age from like
20
nine,
other
20 other kids, there's 9 to yeah. 15, 16-year-olds?
No, 9 to 20.
Wow. That's fantastic. How did you know these other kids to get involved with a lawsuit? How does that work? Like, if a kid here in New Mexico thought, you know, that's a good idea, I wanna sue the government and make them comply with their regulations. But how did you do that? How did you go from being a kid who's just a kid to a kid who's suing?
I've never been a kid who's just a kid.
Well, that's true, Aji.
I found out about our Children's Trust through my work with Plant for the Planet, and that's when we started our Washington State lawsuit after we had petitioned the Department of Ecology to update their climate rules for better carbon reductions in our state. And we started the lawsuit there after they denied us, and then because I was already part of our Children's Trust, that's how I found out about the federal lawsuit. It's because there was an email that went out from the people, and they're like, there's this federal lawsuit, so if anybody wants to join in on this, they can. And so I was like, yes, definitely, because I had, like, we were winning in our case in Washington, and, like, I had really, like, literally said right after the hearing, I was like, man, now we need to take it up another step. We need to sue the federal government. And then there's this email about suing the federal government. I'm like, definitely, count me in.
Yeah, because our government agreed not only to, you know, their responsibility is to keep a planet livable for all of the kids, but they've also agreed to some pretty strict, you know, climate goals in the Paris Accord and such. And do you see that we're meeting those goals? Are we doing anything to try to meet those goals? Meaning the federal government. And
yeah, as the federal government stands, I do not see them really trying to do anything to meet those goals. Part of that's because of the bureaucracy, and because it takes so long to do anything when you're up there in politics. It can take years, and really, I mean, for any real, like, mitigation of all effects, so like a negation really of all effects. Like if we want to feel as little of the effects as possible, then we would need to start like right now in this year. Because if we wait till 2020, which is in 4 years, it's going to be like exponentially harder to get ourselves away from a dangerous tipping point. And it's going to be exponentially harder to get ourselves away from 2 degrees Celsius of global temperature rise. And we agreed as a country or to some pretty strict climate rules, but the other thing is those were just agreements, and they were not legally binding. It was not a treaty that was signed or anything. There was no binding to it. It's not binding. So a country does not have to actually follow the Paris Accord
Wow.
agreement. which is frustrating.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because while it was a step in the right direction, right? Like, oh, yeah, we finally kind of agreed on something. It's not binding, but we still made some agreements. And they're decently strict. They're pretty strict to everybody else, but they're decently strict to most climate activists. It's a step in the right direction, but in a race, but it's a step in the right direction at a turtle's pace in a race that we've been running backwards at a rabbit's pace for over 20 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Elliot has a question.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an architectural designer. I want to be a sustainable architectural designer. And probably someone who works with permaculture, but like housing permaculture kind of thing, community housing, and that entails like building houses that are sustainable, so they're efficient. They work with their climate, they work with the area around them, and they use low energy and things like that. So examples of those would be Earthships. I'm not sure if you guys know about Earthships.
The ones up in town, they're really sustainable. They're made out of local ingredients, and they're carbon neutral, as they call them, right?
Yeah, they're mostly carbon neutral because, like, I mean, you still got to get, unless you, like, have your own water supply and own energy supply, or if you don't use electricity, then, yeah, you're carbon neutral because it doesn't, the Earthship is extremely efficient as far as heating goes. And yeah, they use rammed earth, meaning you just like compact the earth and they place it inside the tires.
That's pretty cool. And reusing and recycling. And you know what that is? I've been reading about that architects really have a lot of power to make the planet better. We have another question for you, Aji, coming from Siena.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen by suing the government?
If we win our case, and when we win our case, because we will win our case, and I'm faithful that we're going to win our case. I'm not going to put negative energies out there. So if we win our case, though, it will force the government to create a climate plan, like based on climate science. And the thing is, like, the federal case is going to take at least like 2 more years.
Wow, that's a you're really in for the long haul. And Aji, we wanted to say,
well, I'm thinking it's probably going to take 2 more years. That's my estimate. It's going to take at least 2 more years because if you look at other federal cases, they all take a long time. And even our just Washington state case is taking 2 years. And technically, it's still ongoing because we still have to have the rulemaking from the Department of Ecology. So yeah, I'm in it for the long haul, but it'll take a long time, and it'll force the government to put a solid plan in place, just like we're forcing the Department of Ecology to put a solid plan in place. And it'd be so much solid so that it would really damage the businesses of oil corporations if they keep doing what they're doing right now, which is trying to destroy the earth and make money. And so they signed on as defendants.
That's really interesting. So folks can learn a lot more about these suits by going to ourchildrenstrust.org. And Aji Piper, I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We're going to go out with one of your songs here, and it's the Exploding Trains song. Can you explain to our listeners what this song is about and why you wrote it?
So I wrote that song when I first got to UC. It was my first public, I guess, speaking event. It was more like public singing, but it was easier for me than public speaking, even though it still was hard. It was much easier than public speaking. And I wrote that song to protest these Bakken oil trains that were coming from Seattle and still are coming from Seattle, coming through Seattle, I mean. And they were going up to the refinery in Anacortes, and they're going up to these other refineries, and these oil trains had been known to explode. In fact, in the year that I wrote the song, 16 oil trains had already exploded, and these are like mile-and-a-half-long trains, and if the train explodes, it's a mile-and-a-half-long explosion.
Whoa, that's pretty terrifying. A mile and a half long explosion of a train? That's like, whoa. No wonder you wrote this song.
Yeah, but the other thing is these trains go right under downtown. These trains go right by the Salish Sea, which is some of the richest water in the world, where we have all kinds of sea life, orcas that are resident, different fish and different whales and things and dolphins and all that stuff that's in that water. And it's all endangered by these trains, because even if they exploded, there's still going to be oil running down into the water. It's still a mess.
Oh, man, what a disaster.
If they derailed, they could spill directly into the Salish Sea, and that's a 1 mile and a half of, 100-gallon tankers.
Yikes. Maybe even more.
It's Whoa. Ridiculous. And so that's why I wrote that song. And at the time when I was writing the song, also, they were proposing to send, instead of, 7 trains a week, 21 trains a week, so 3 trains a day. And we did not successfully shut that down. So they're sending 3 trains a day to our city.
Well, Ajie Piper, I want to thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour today. We're going to go out with your song, Exploding Trains. Folks can learn more by going to ourchildrenstrust.org. Ajie Piper speaking with us from Seattle. So one of 8 plaintiffs in Seattle, one of 21 suing the federal government, and to preserve a healthy, sustainable, environmentally friendly future for us all. Thank you so much, Ajie Piper, for the good work you're doing and for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
This is Ajie Piper and his brother Adonis with their song Exploding Trains, right here on the Children's Hour.
Please don't send exploding trains through our cities. We don't think that people dying is pretty. So let us be not the first, but the many to tell you how we feel. We're sick of your money, we're sick of your game. You put lots and lots of people in lots and lots of pain. You put the lives on the line for your profit, that's a crime. And we don't think that that's fair. Please don't send exploding trains through our cities. We don't think that people dying is pretty. Think about the future generations. Think about the lives they live. Think about our children's 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 children. Think about the future generations. Think about the lives they live. Think about our children's children's children. What to them do you give? What to them do you give? Bad air. What to them do you give? Dead whales. What to them do you give? Destroyed ecosystems. What to them do you give? The Keystone Pipeline. What to them do you give? Exploding.